Today is Masechta Nidudav Tes Vav. I'd like to discuss with you the lumdis, or the issue of, thank you, the sugya of Vestos D'Araisa or Vestos D'Rabbana. Vestos means the cycle. A woman has a cycle of seeing blood approximately every 30 days, 29 days, 28 days. I'm not exactly sure of the details, but there is normally a fixed cycle of how often a woman is expected to see blood. And the question is, to what degree how far we take that expectation? How far does it go? So let me read you the few lines of Gemara. The Mishnah begins by telling us, Kol hanashim b'cheskas tahara lebaleihen. Women are always under the assumption that they are tahara lebaleihen. We don't expect anything to have gone wrong. If a woman has seen blood at her expected time, and it's not yet the time when she expects to see, everything is assumed to be fine. Rashi says, b'loi b'dika, sh'loi huskra b'dika ela le'a suka b'tahara. So a woman does not need to examine herself often. She only needs, not at all, a woman only needs to examine herself for taharos, but for her husband, once she goes to mikvah, she is assumed to be in a state of tahara. Okay, we'll see what that means in a few moments. And then the Gemara discussed the case where her husband, the Mishnah discussed the case where her husband returns from the road, and he does not know what the status of his wife is, so she is assumed to be becheskas tahara. The Gemara elaborates. Let me jump down a few lines of the Gemara. I'm Rish Lakish. When we learn to the Mishnah that if a husband comes home, he could assume that his wife is tahara, is only when he comes home within 29 days from the last time she saw blood. He knew that she had a re'iyah on a certain day of the month, and he took a short trip, and he comes home. He has a right to assume that she is tahara. B'hu shaba matza b'soch yinei oynasa. Am Rav Huna lo yishanu. Along comes Rav Huna lo yishanu. Ela she'ein lo veses. She does not have a fixed cycle. I'm just going to run to the Gemara. It's not a point to get exactly. I just want to come to at one point. I'll come to the point I want to make. Just run to the Gemara. She does not have a fixed cycle. Aval yesh lo veses osur l'shamish. If she has a fixed cycle, then she is forbidden to her husband. The Gemara says, "Klap elayo," it should be just the opposite. Ad Rabbi Yochanan Mestava, in Loves says, if she does not have a fixed cycle, then it can occur at any moment. At any moment in time, it could be that she's in Nida. So the Gemara says, "Ema, call in Loves says, Ema Chazai, Yesh Loves. A woman has a fixed cycle, then since the time has not yet arrived, Vestas Kavila, since 30 days have not arrived, then we can assume there is no problem." The Gemara says, "You're right. Here's the part that we need. Ella Yitmar Hochi Yitmar." Here's the bottom line. And I'm going to learn the Gemara according to Tosfos, because according to Rashi, it's very difficult. A lot of Mefarshim, they explain that Rashi, they were missing from Rashi, we have to add more things to understand Rashi. But according to Tosfos, it's very simple. Here comes the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna, lo yishanu ela sheloi higia shas vesta. The only time avligia shas vesta, as her husband is with his wife before he leaves, he knows exactly the date when she saw blood. He goes away for a short visit. He comes home. He has a right to assume that she is tahara, provided that 30 days have not passed since he left. Lo yishanu ela sheloi higia shas vesta. Aval higia shas vesta. But once that time has already arrived, it's past that period of time, asura, the husband has to assume categorically that she is a nida, because 30 days have passed since the last time she went to mikvah. She had a re'iyah, whatever the calculations, not mikvah, but she had a re'iyah 30 days ago, and he went on a trip. He has come back now, it's 35 days since the last time he knows for a fact that she saw blood, and she has a fixed, we're dealing here with a woman that indeed does have a fixed cycle. It's clockwork. Every 30 days on the day, on the hour, she sees blood. husband knows exactly when the last time she saw blood. He has now gone on a trip. He comes back 35 days later. The husband has to assume that it's a davar pashut ad ma'od, that his wife is a nida, because she has a fixed cycle, and 35 days have passed. Asura. The Gemara says, kasavar, this opinion that says categorically, without any doubt, she's a nida, with, going in a case where he didn't ask her. Kasavar, vestois de oiraisa. These are the key words of the Gemara. In other words, it's a chazaka. It's no different than a shor hamuit. If an animal gores three times, remember we discussed Machlokes Rebbe and Rabbah and Shimon Gamliel, is a chazaka twice or three times. Let's assume now, like Rabbah and Shimon Gamliel, a chazaka is established after three times. Just like we know that if an animal gores three times, the animal is a muid. This is the derech, this is the nature of the animal, and the owner of the animal is obligated to watch the animal very carefully, and if the animal damages, he has to pay nezek shalem. There is no difference here as well. If a woman has established a cycle of veses, ves means that she has seen blood on a calendar, on a fixed calendar, for let's assume the case was 30 days apart three times. She has proven that she has a fixed cycle. The husband leaves, and he knows the last time when there was blood. He can figure it out on his own that this is the date when it will happen again. And if therefore he comes any time afterwards, that point in time, it's a davar pashut that she is tineya, and anything that she has touched is tineya, and he is not allowed to be with her. That is simple. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana Omar, no. Incredible chiddush. Afilu higia shas vesta, nami muteres. Even though it's already passed exactly 30 days since the last time she's seen blood, husband shows up, he doesn't speak, he doesn't ask her, he has a right to assume muteres, kosovar vestois derabanan. Because this cycle of seeing every 30 days, even though she's been on the clock for 10 years, never missed a cycle, never missed a period, every single time was bidyuk 30 days, it's been like this 10, 15, 20 years, doesn't matter. No guarantees, it's only a vestos midrabanan, and therefore the husband can assume that she is tahoira. How could that possibly be? It's 35 days. So let me explain the Gemara according to Tosfos. It's not really important. That's not the point I want to make with Govi. But Tosfos explains it is a little bit more detail, and he explains the case. Let's say is going. Let's talk about the time of the Gemara, where even not in Bisman Azel, that he comes back on day 40. Okay, this is how Tosfos explains the Gemara. The husband comes back on day 40 days since the last time she saw blood. 40 days. So now, what is going through the husband's mind? There are a lot of other issues. So everything I'm saying now is not perfect, because there are other issues that have to be dealt with. A woman is mechuyev to go to mikvah, even though her husband's not in town. Issues are mitzvah to go to mikvah, not go to mikvah, so on and so forth. But let's assume as follows. It's now been 40 days. The husband said, listen, my wife, she's a clock. It's exactly 30 days since day one, she saw blood. She's a nida. And then she counts. Let's forget about Hefsek Tyra. Let's put all those things aside. Let's talk about Din Daraisa. She saw what? She counts Zayin Nikiyim. And then she goes to Mikvah on day 37. Again, put aside all the Chumras of Zman Hazeh. She goes to Mikvah on day 37. So it's 38, 39, 40. So for sure it's day 40. So by now she's definitely Tahira. She definitely went to Mikvah. And I, without asking her, I have a right to assume. Why don't just ask her? That's another issue. But let's. That's another issue. You're not speaking terms. Okay, you're not speaking terms. Or she touched. You come into the house and you know that she touched something. Whatever the case. Okay, it's a kasha. I don't know the answer to the question. There are answers, but let's not. The point we need to make here. It's on day 40. What does the husband have to assume? So here is a nafkamina. If you assume that it's this vestois de oiraisa, it is a guarantee, without question, every 30 days she sees blood, because she's been seeing blood like this for the last 20 years, then it's day 40, she definitely saw blood on day 30. Definitely. She was definitely tineya. without question. She had 10 days to go to mikvah. She had seven days would pass, and then it would be day 37, 38, 39. She had full 3 days. Did she go to mikvah? Did she not go to mikvah? Maybe yeah, maybe not. I don't know. I'm not in town. I'm not home. My husband's not home. So it's really not. It's not. Not no gear. Maybe really she should go. There's a mitzvah, tyrus, but no one's pressing her. I have to assume the worst. The truth is, 90%. I'm making up numbers, but it's 90% that she went to mikvah. 90, because that's what women do after that. After she's booked, she knows I'm coming home eventually. 90% she went to mikvah on day 37, but no, because since vestois are de'oraisa, it is a guarantee. It is a guarantee that she saw blood on day 30. It is a guarantee that she was tameya. 100%. Did she go to mikvah to remove the tumah? Maybe yes, maybe not. Probably yes, 90% yes, but maybe not. Memela, as long as I don't know for sure that she went to mikvah, I have to assume the worst. If vestois are de oraisa, that tells me it is 100% certain that she was tameh on day 30. Did she remove the tumah on day 37? No. Maybe yes, maybe not. I don't know. Therefore, I can't assume anything. I have to be machmir and assume that she's tameh. But, here's the very big but. If vestois are derabanan, even though for 20 years she never missed a period, no guarantees. It may be that this month she didn't have a period. Can very well be. So there's no guarantee that on day 30 she was tameya. Therefore, it can very well be that she's tahira. Nothing ever happened. Even though, and on the possibility that maybe she was tameya, it did happen. Maybe. There's a very significant chance that she went to mikvah. So when we combine both of these factors together, that it's only a maybe she became tameya. And there is, if she did become tameya, there's a very high possibility that she did go to mikvah. I have a right to assume mut that she's tahira. But again, if you hold vestois de'oraisa, that means if she had a period for 20 years, she definitely had it again. She's vadai tameya. Of now the suffix that she go to mikvah is not going to be moitzi midei vadai that she's vadai tameya. But if vestois are derabanan, so who says she became tameya? That's one factor working in my favor. And when we combine that with if she did by chance become tameya, there is a very significant possibility that she did go to mikvah. When we take those two together, that's enough. That is enough to allow me to assume that this woman is tahir. Okay, that is the Gemara. That's the Gemara in a nutshell. Machlekes vestois de'oraisa, vestois de'rabanan. Enter all of the Achronim. And they say, they ask the obvious question. What in the world is going on here? Who in the world would have a havamina to say, a svara, vestois de'rabanan? If a woman has dam every 30 days on the clock for 20 years, Who would dare say, maybe this time she didn't have dam, and now I can combine that with the leniency that if she did have dam, she went to mikvah. This is a chazaka. The Torah tells us it's a chazaka. There's a muid. There's a halacha katlanis. A woman's married 3 times, and her husband dies. She's not going to get married. Because there's a chazaka that when that her husband will die, either because she's not healthy, there's something makara, there's something wrong, there's something physically wrong with her, which is she's ill, and that illness causes someone to die, or there's a bad mazel. There's a chazaka. All of a sudden the chazaka doesn't exist. So basically the answer is, I want to show you now very quickly, 5 different mahalchim. This is a very yisoidistic Gemara from the Achronim. 5 is in a chanami. A veses does not fit into the criteria of chazaka de arais. Very quickly, running out of time. It has to be half a second question. Yeah.
with all the numbers that we've been using, we've been saying, you know, if he sees blood on this day, and then 30 days go by, and I mean, for me, I'm sorry for everyone here, but I need a little recap about the, like
the rules,
the physiognomy, or whatever you call it, of a woman. I thought the cycle started.
Yeah,
she sees blood normally for about 7 days or something like that, right?
Wait, let's put that aside. Let's assume that she sees blood just one time. I know, because besides
then
that,
you have to count clean days after the.
That's what I said. I gave a hakdama.
So you've got 2 weeks that.
I put that all aside. I'm talking Mishnah terms from the Mishnah. I put all that stuff aside. Let's forget about it. You're right. 100% is Mana Zed has to be Hefsetira. The blood goes on for 3 days, and then we have Hefsetira, and so on and so forth. So it takes up almost 2 weeks. It's a 2 week process almost. Let's talk about biblical law. A woman sees dam 5 minutes. After 30 days, she sees blood. The mouth, the tongue, the dam is released from her body. Takes 2 minutes. That's it. It's over. Finished. She begins to count 7 days. On the day 7, she goes to mikvah and she's tahara. That's on the oraisa level. That's not true la halacha, because halacha we have many, many layers of stringencies and there are many complications, which I myself am not familiar with all the details. But let's put that all aside. Let's just talk in numbers and talk in general abstract terms. It's all we need for Al-Gemara. The Gemara indeed is talking in abstract terms. Rashi is talking in these abstract terms using the terms of the Mishnah. It's all we need for right now. So here's the question. How can there be an opinion that says Vestois Dirabanan, and this expectation of seeing blood every 30 days is only a Dirabanan, it's not Deraisa, when the Torah itself tells us there's something called the Chazaka? There are many examples that are Deraisa of Chazaka. So the answer is, in a Hanami, we learn over here a tremendous Chiddush, is that a Veses does not fit the criteria of a chazak. Now, why not? Okay, now there are some very technical answers, and there's a Rabbi Chaim, a beautiful Rabbi Chaim, and there's another answer which is very, very interesting, which has to be clarified. But let's just run through the simple answers very first. First comes the Chassam Sefer. One answer Chassam Sefer says is that there's no chazak. You know why? No, why not? In order for there to be a chazak, a mu'ud, the animal is a mu'ud. A chazak is once you have reached a certain stage, you have established a chazakah, that's the way it's going to be forever and ever, for the rest of your life. Once an animal has shown that it's a violent animal, that's it. It's violent for the rest of its life. There's no going back. Once a woman is assumed to be a katlanis, that she's ill, she's not healthy, and it's a sakana for a man to be with her because they're going to die, she has some disease, there's no expectation that the situation is going to change. This is the way it's going to be from here on in. A woman is something called a zakena. It comes a point in time in a woman's life where it's expected, it's part of her natural cycle, natural biology, where she stops seeing blood. So since there is an expectation that this will come to an end, you don't say chazak. Not at least on a deiraisa. Oh, but you'll tell me, but she's not at the age. But right now, she's only 25 years old. This is going to happen when she's much, much older. Doesn't matter. That's what the Chassam Sefer says. It's a tremendous chiddush.
Or she might be pregnant.
The Chassam Sefer, maybe that's all the Chassam Sefer means. It means that there are so many different things in a woman, in the cycle of a woman, in the life of a woman, which change her status, and it's expected. These are normal expectations. You don't apply the regular rules of Chazaka to a woman, and that's not. Yeah, there's only one opinion. There are two. Remember, one thing I want to clarify. We have to go there. There's Vestos Deraisa and Vestos Deraban. If you hold Vestos Deraisa, it means this is a Chazaka. Case closed. It's no different than a shahamut. We're only trying to find logic to the opinion that says Vestois Dirabanan.
It must be that she's pregnant.
Okay.
The first answer
is we have to understand a chazak. Every time you look in the laws of chazak, the rules are once you've achieved a status, there's no turning back. That's
so the machlekes Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is only Vestois Dirabanan.
It's only that's the Raisa.
No, no, but you said there that I need to. You're saying if you take some Sofer's answer, there's no Vestus Midaraisa and whatever. You just said
by a woman, that's exactly
so
correct. That's right. That's correct. Yes, that is correct. How do we pass in Vestus the Raisa Vestus the Rabbanon? We pass that it's the Rabbanon, believe it or not. We pass that it's only Midrabban. All these machlokes are comparing it's only Midrabban. So how could that? It's not a classic chazak or chassam says because a chazak, that's a very important, beautiful yisod. A chazaka is there's no turning back. Animal is a mood, that's it. It's a mood. It has proven itself. There's nothing to talk about anymore. No, nothing's going to ever change. When you're dealing with a situation which is unusual, but it's not going to be like this forever. It's eventually going to turn the corner. There's going to be a change, at least a pregnancy, or because a woman's going to stop singing at one point in life, zikena, then the rules of chazaka do not apply, at least not on a deraisa level. They apply on a much, on a reduced scale. On a reduced scale. And that's why in this situation, we're able to take the principle and say in halacha, and halacha doesn't necessarily, halacha is its own world.
Why can't a chazaka change? If the shor is a
mu'ud, the shor has to prove itself three times. The Gemara discussed that.
The woman also has to prove herself.
No. It's a natural. It's unnatural for the shor to prove himself.
Shor can't do chazaka.
A shor is a mu'ud. If the shor, this is the expectation. It's a mu'ud, the mu'ud forever. It wants to be unusual in the tshuva. That's a new chazaka. The Gemara talks about your case, but a woman doesn't do anything. This is what's going to be. It's an expectation. Yeah. Okay, that's one approach. Next approach. A next approach that Shane discussed me yesterday is that when it comes to seeing blood, there's really another fact. The other factor is the hargosha. What makes a woman, but I don't know how that applies. Okay, this is the part of Shimon says that really what makes the woman, when a woman is tmeya, it's not so much the dam that makes the re'iyah. Now let's look at the sense, because the sense, I'm going to get confused with the sense. I don't understand the sense at this point in time. What?
She has to feel.
If a woman sees blood, according to many opinions, seeing blood alone is not enough. A woman has to have the sensation. There's a hargasha. A woman senses that she now is releasing blood. If she does not have that sensation, even if she makes an examination, there is blood, that's the different levels of opinion. It's very weak. This that she is tmeya is not necessarily a tumah. I don't know the exact parameters, but it's a whole different story where you're lacking the hargasha. So it's not this type of chazaka by a woman is not to be the chazaka of seeing blood every number of days is not something which you can relate to a shor hamu'id, because it's not just the days. There is another factor called a hargasha. How that plays into the chazaka, I'm not sure. That's why let's put this on the side. But it's just another factor we should be aware of, that we cannot match up the chazaka of an isha, the vestas of an isha, to the chazaka of three times. Okay, let's go to another example, another answer. Another answer given by the Noda Behuda. It's a very similar answer, very technical answer is that the woman has what's called the cheskas tahara. When the woman went to mikvah, when the husband left her, the woman already has gone to mikvah. So she has a chazaka that she is tahara. An animal, normally when you're dealing with chazakas, so you're dealing with, it's hard to define, unknowns. This is a very big chiddush. The animal is what is the animal? It's unknown. It doesn't have a chazaka of being a mu'id, but it doesn't necessarily have a chazak of being a tam. It's a fascinating idea. You have an animal walking around. What is this animal? The Torah says, until it proves itself to be a mu'id, you pay chatzi nezek. Does that mean that right now it has a chazak of being a tam? No. Right now it's unknown. When something is unknown, you pay chatzi nezek. When it establishes itself as being a mu'id, now you pay nezek sholem. But the chazaka is not taking you from tam, a chazaka of tam, to mu'id. Tam is a term that is used to define a state of unknown. A woman is one notch above this. Because when a woman goes to mikvah, she is the cheskas Tahira. Now the blood that she will see has to take her from Tahara to Tumah. You're going a drastic step. In this situation, even though maybe really it's true that there's an expectation, let's look at an expectation, she's seen Dom for 15 years, 10 years, whatever it is, she's going to see blood for sure on day 30, but even though there's an expectation that might happen, but in the meantime, there's something that's working in her favor, that she right now has the status of Tahara. And then even if she did see blood, there's a very high possibility that she went to the mikveh and she's tahara. So when you take the cheskas tahara with the very high probability that she went to mikveh, and you put those two together, that wins. That allows the husband to assume that she's tahara, and it's not a kasha in the case of shor hamuud, because by shor hamuud you only have a chazaka from one side, where you don't have anything contributing from the other side. You're a muid. What is the muid? The muid took me out of the state of the unknown. Okay, so it could very well be that you really were a muid from the very beginning. It's just that we have not yet established this fact. Now you've done this three times, oh, you're a muid, so now you're a very strong muid. In the case of the woman, we have a contributing factor to add to her tahara. Why this person, the husband, should be allowed to be with her, allowed to touch what she, allowed to consume the foods that she touched. Because she had in the beginning a cheskas tahara. And now we're adding to that the fact that she probably went to mikvah. That is another idea.
So even though she moved from cheskas tahara
To tumah mamish. She's not right, but then on that top of that, it's very possible that she went to mikvah. That's going to overpower. It's not equivalent to your standard case. Your standard case of shor hamud, because by shor hamud you don't have in the beginning a cheskas tahara that can contribute to another reason why she should be mutter. So it's a very deep lav shavar. It doesn't seem to make sense logically. But in the world of halacha, when you have on two sides of the problem tahara, it's working in your favor. When the woman right now, you come on day 40, she probably went to mikvah. That's what she always does. On day 37, she goes to mikvah. So it's what's the problem? Oh, but she became tummy. When you add to that, but even so, but before when you left her, she was becheskas tahara, it's different. Why is it different? It's a lomdish difference. It's not necessarily a logical difference. The laws of chazaka have their own world. You have a cheskas tahara, and there's an assumption of tahara now, so we can discount, we can mevatel what happened in the middle. By the shor hamuud, you don't have such a concept, because by the shor hamuud, it was unknown. All of a sudden, you became a muud. So mikano haba, you're a muud. It's a very interesting difference to explain how the rules say work. Okay, so let me go to another lomdish. This idea I like very, very much. It's a beautiful difference from Rabbi Chaim. Rabbi Chaim says, what's a shor hamuud? Chazak, animal gores three times. Oh, it's a muud. Well, does that mean that every time you take your animal for a walk in the street and it sees another animal in front of it, it's a guarantee it's going to go into a rage and kill the other animal? Is that what it means? Animal gored three times over a year, over a 2 year period. Tzemuid, Bezen says, we pass in the animal's a mood, next time it's going to be Nezek Shalim. I take the animal into the street, and the animal sees in front of it across the street another animal. Another animal went to yeshiva with that animal. It's a guarantee! It's a mood. It's going to go into a wild rage, break out of my hands, run across the street, and gore that animal. Is that what it means? Of course not. That's nonsense. It means that in the event, we'll see 50 animals, in the event one animal doesn't like and it gores that animal, and we'll come to Bez, and we'll say, well, since the animal already did this three times, it has established it as a violent animal, so for what it has now done the fourth time, we're going to punish you, Nezek Shalei. The Din Chazaka tells us about an event that has happened in the past. Fascinating idea. Animal has been established in court to be a muid. Okay, finished. Now, event number four occurs. We go to court. The Bezin says, since it did it three times, and we made it a muid, and now we did it the fourth time, so the fourth time we're going to treat it like a muid, and it's going to pay Nezek Shalem. It has proven what its nature is. But it doesn't tell us anything about the future. What do we want to do over here by Anida, a woman? She saw blood 10 years in a row, every 30 days. So you want to say, a chazaka, she's going to see blood again in 30 days. There's no precedent in the Torah that a chazaka can tell you anything about the future. If the issue was, a woman sees blood and we have an issue, is the blood need the blood or is the blood not need the blood? So if she had this situation three times, then when she has the fourth time, we can work backwards and then we can say also this blood will put on her chazakah, that when this happens, the blood's going to be need the blood. That would be an equivalent case of shahamuit. This happens three times, this is a dilemma, and now it happens for the fourth time, so the fourth time we're going to decide what happened the last three times. But to say, based upon what happened three times, we're going to predict the future? We're going to look into the future? That no such thing in the Torah. So even though it's true that it's very likely, okay, you want to deal with statistics, it's very likely a woman's going to see, but in order to tell us that when this husband comes home on day 40, and there's a very, very real possibility that the woman went to mikvah on day 37 and she's fine, but you want to go tell me that no, but she's a chazakah, there's a chazakah that she definitely saw blood, you don't know what happened, you want to predict future events, that on day 30 she definitely saw blood based on your predictions, and in Meila she has a chazakah being a tanea, and therefore we have to take into consideration the 10% that she didn't go to mikvah, that you can't do. Chazakah cannot be used to predict the future. You can't look into the stars based on chazakah. Chazakah is a principle when something has happened three times, you've established a certain status, and now when event number four will happen, we'll want to define event number four, we'll define event number four based upon our past experience, but not to predict into the future. It's a beautiful yisur from Rabbi Chaim.
Isn't that what a chazakah is? That we can make certain assumptions for the future?
We know that's what Rabbi Chaim is saying. You can't do for the future. It means you establish a pattern. What would be a match? What would be a match of a chazakah by the case of a nida? The woman, let's say the woman sees blood, and she sees blood, and we have a question: is this blood dam nida or dam tahir? Blood can come from different parts of the body, so we make a determining factor that in this situation, when the blood comes, let's say because of an event or because of a certain number, or she jumps or she gets scared, we made the determination it's dam nida, but it can really be 50-50. Happens the second time, dam nida. Third time, dam nida. Okay. Is that going to be a prediction that the next time, so that if she jumps the next time, and it's again 50-50, so now we can look back and we can say since the last three times it was dam nida, so now the fourth time will also be dam nida. But you cannot use chazakah to predict that something will happen.
What did it do with the Ish Katlonis? Don't they predict that her next husband is going to die and that's why they don't let her marry again?
No, they predict because that she is a sick woman.
Yeah, because of the other time.
That she is a woman who is not healthy. She has an infection. Lekoira. There's something
that causes her husband to die?
That says something about her. You're right. You're saying a very good point. It's saying that she has proven herself to be a woman who is ill, who is contagious, who has a disease. The chazakah is not about the husband. It's not predicting the husband will die. It's establishing her status that she is not healthy. And therefore it's sakana for a person to be in close contact with her because she is contagious. She has some disease.
Same thing happened to Mila.
Mila is understandable from a genetic point of view or something like that.
Same thing. Same. Genetic. She's proven herself.
Nothing happened in the past.
Nothing happened to her. Something happened to her husband. So it's very strange.
No, that's exactly the point Rabbi Chaim is making. It's that the chazak is not about the husband. It's about her. She has proven herself to be a person that's not well. Mela, it's a sakana for someone to be in close contact with her. Another very quick word from the Mekor Chaim, another Yisod, is that this really only works well. Let me illustrate this point with another halacha. There's a halacha that if you find worms in fruits or vegetables, okay, I don't know the exact details of the case, but if you find three worms, it's a chazakah that it's spoiled. You're going to find more worms? I took out the three worms. There are no more worms. Let me eat the remainder. No. If you find three worms, that means the remainder, the flour, is all spoiled. But let's say you have wheat, you're preparing matzah, and you find in the matzah three kernels of wheat. Three kernels of chametz. You're preparing flour, and in the flour you find a kernel of wheat, which could be chametz. That wasn't cared for, wasn't guarded. And you find this three times. Do you say that the entire mixture is a reyesa? No. What's the difference? When you find a worm in flour, you find worms in fruits or vegetables, that is a sign that the fruits and vegetables themselves are spoiled. It's a siba. The worms are an indication that there's spoilage. There's something wrong with the quality of the flour. And the flour has produced... I find this three times, I have a right to assume I'm going to find more, it's going to happen more. When it comes to kernels of wheat, flour doesn't produce kernels of wheat. It doesn't happen. Flours produce worms. How did the wheat get there? It fell in. It was an accident. As we were passing, or as we were packaging the flour, a kernel of wheat fell in. Then it's okay, because that's a mikra. That's an external event. Chazaka is only established through internal changes, not through external events, happenings. Now, this applies much better to the case of where a woman jumps. Here's a woman, that's the next piece of Gemara, and you want to tie this into the case of days, but that's very complex, not for now. But the case where a woman, let's say every time a woman jumps, she sees blood. Is there a chazaka now, the next time she jumps, she will see blood? Now, statistically speaking, yes, of course. Statistically speaking, if a woman will jump, she's going to see blood. But we're not talking about statistics. We're talking about halacha. Is a woman becheskas? See, is the woman jumps? Is she now becheskas nida? Nafka mina now gemara. When you have a counterbalance, where she went to the mikveh afterwards, is she becheskas nida when she jumps 50 times? Every time she jumps, blood, she becomes a nida. She now jumps again. And we did not do an examination. Is she becheskas nida? No, she's not. Because the only time you say chazaka is where it's due to something internal. It's intrinsic. You have to finesse it the right way. But when it's an external factor, that's the case of a shavuot. This is the nature of them. This is the behavior. This is the way the animal behaves, the way the animal is. That's chazaka. But where something is established through external force, external events, that does not change the halachic status. Statistically, yes, but not halachically. And the nafka min is, in our case, when you have a counterbalance, where on the other side of the spectrum there's a very high probability she went to the mikvah, is that enough? That will be enough if you have not established a halachic cheskas iser. Even though you have established a statistical iser. Statistical iser is not going to cause a problem, will not cause a problem when you have a counterbalance on the other end. But when you have a halachic iser, you will. Chazak is only where it's intrinsic, where it's a siba, not where it's due to external forces. That's not the case of chazak. So I've told you, we've gone through five different reasons to differentiate between the veses of an isha and shor hamoed. Five differences. To review very quickly, just in the half a second, is number one is because of the Nerd Behuda, she has the Cheskas Tahara. Number two, the Parnish Shimonim, the Hargosha. The third answer we gave was because the Reb Chaim is it's only after the fact, not to predict the future. And I think we only had four. And the fourth was because of it has to be internal, not something that's due to a mikra, to an external cause. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a nice day.